This is Alan Windy, Premier of the Western Cape, with a 10th of May 2020 coronavirus update. As of today, we now have 5,307 cases in total. We have 1,739 recoveries. Unfortunately, 102 deaths. We have tested so far 61,771 people. We have 183 people in hospital, of which 68 are in our ICU and high care beds. We also continue to update this data on our website. So anybody else who would like to see or interact with the data, please go to westerncape.gov.za and you will see our dashboard there. We are also grateful of the visit by Minister Mkhize so we could update him. Our professors and epidemiologists and doctors gave him all the presentations on all the various plans that we're busy with. This is also in preparation. We will also be having a visit this coming week from the President. We also recognize this week on Tuesday, it's International Nurses Day. And of course, nurses right on the front line. And our nurses, we need to make sure we care for them. We've got the sufficient PPE. And we all know that these nurses are the people that are really giving their all to make sure that we come through this as a province, as a community. We know that also we are still preparing for the peak that is still to come. At 5,000 infections, we've still got a long way to go. And as the President and Professor Abdul Karim has said, that we have got a lockdown, and a lockdown is to prepare for the peak that is still to come. And that is exactly what we've been doing day and night, to make sure we have those extra beds, to make sure we have the extra PPE, to make sure we have the extra testing and quarantine facilities, to make sure that we are preparing as best as we can for when the peak of this virus does hit us. But in the interim, we need to make sure that we continue to follow the golden rules. We continue to keep our distancing. We continue to help each other with regards to the distancing. We avoid gatherings altogether. And I really am concerned when I see when certain shops close and perhaps ATMs don't have sufficient cash in them, that we see people congregating for grants. We need to make sure that we work on keeping that social distancing, the masks and the hygiene practices. I see sometimes now outside of takeaway coffee shops, congregation of people. That is unacceptable, and we've got to make sure that we keep that social distancing, that we keep wherever we are, we make sure that we are helping each other get through this. We know that if you are feeling unwell, you must call our call center hotline 021-928-4102. If you have trouble breathing, you must seek urgent health care. And of course, together, we will all make sure that we flatten the curve and get through this.